KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school basketball action around the area last night in Class 1A District 12, Murray over Wayne, 57-33. Moravia beat Seymour, 70-37. In boys 1A district play, Lamoni at Mormon Trail was postponed to Wednesday. Southeast Warren at Mount Air also postponed to Wednesday. In District 13, Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Diagonal 79-16. Lenox over Southwest Valley 74-62. Earlham beating East Union 66-43. Bedford at Nottoway Valley was pushed back to Wednesday. In District 14, Tri-Center was a winner over Griswold 91-40. It was Riverside over Stanton 57-49. Sydney at East Mills was postponed to Wednesday, and Fremont Mills at Cam, that was supposed to be our broadcast game last night, that was postponed to Wednesday night. We won't have coverage here on KJAN. You can watch the Cam Cougar Channel broadcast, though. Also in District 15 last night, Madrid over Audubon, 54-38. Coon Rapids Bayard beating Ankeny Christian, 38-37. Ogden over IKM Manning, 72-60. Glidden-Ralston at Grandview Christian was pushed back to tonight. That'll be at Faith Baptist Bible College in Ankeny. In District 16, it was St. Albert over West Monona, 71-37. Woodbine beating Logan Magnolia, 47-38. West Harrison beating Arweva, 74-61. And Booyer Valley over Exira EHK, 57-49. In Class 2A play last night, boys district action, it was District 1, Ridgeview over Missouri Valley, 59-27. Northwest Webster at Kemper Catholic was postponed to tonight. In District 2, Maple Valley and at Cherokee was postponed to tonight, while Hinton beat West Sioux, 54-50. In District 15, ACGC, a winner over West Central Valley, 74-37. I-35 at Central Decatur was postponed to tonight. And in District 16, Clarinda needed overtime to beat Underwood, 60-50. And Red Oak advanced 54-36 over Shenandoah. Those winners moving on. Well, this week's Associated Press High School Boys basketball poll has Cedar Falls on top in the big school class with West Des Moines Valley and Waukee 2 and 3. Abraham Lincoln of Council Bluffs checks in at number 4 this week. In Class 3A, Ballard, Monticello, Dallas Center, Grimes are the top 3. Carroll is 4, and Glenwood is in at number 6 in this week's poll. In 2A, Boyden Hall, OABCIG, and Des Moines Christian are the top 3. AHSTW is 4th, Trainer is 7th, and in Class 1A, North Lynn, Lake Mills, and Martinsdale St. Mary's are the top 3 rated teams. A girls' regional basketball continues tonight with 1A and 2A play. In Class 1A, Region 2, St. Edmund is at Newell Fonda, Glidden-Ralston at Audubon, Southeast Warren is at Cam, and Martinsdale St. Mary's at Peyton-Sherdan. In Region 4, Booyer Valley is at Kingsley-Pearson, Riverside at Woodbine, East Mills at Logan Magnolia, and St. Albert is at Fremont Mills. In Region 8 tonight, Murray is on the road at Exira EHK. We'll have that game for you tonight here on the radio. 6:45 will be the broadcast start time. Lamoni is at Stanton, Moravia at Lenox, and Wayne at Sigourney. Also tonight in Class 2A regional play in Region 5, East Sac County at Nottoway Valley, ACGC is at South Central Calhoun, I-35 at AHSTW, and Mount Air is at Central Decatur. In Region 8, Lawton Bronson is at Trainer, Hinton at West Monona, Tri-Center at Underwood, South O'Brien will play at Ridgeview. It is closing in on 2 months since Iowa State won a men's basketball game, and the Cyclones look to change that today with a visit to Oklahoma State. The Cyclones are 0-11 in Big 12 play, but Coach Steve Prohm felt his team showed progress on defense in Saturday's 64-50 loss to Kansas.
If we could bottle that up, you know, shoot, we'd be, you know, 5-6 or 4-7, you know, in the league. I thought we played with a lot of pride and a lot of grit in that first half. That first 20 minutes, I thought we competed the right way and really, really got into them and made them uncomfortable.
Junior guard Razier Bolton says the Cyclones will just keep fighting.
No, I don't think any of us have been through a season like this before, you know, on and off the court. So it's an adjustment. You know, we're just staying together, and we got to keep fighting. We got to fight through. We can't give up. Can't quit. So, I mean, you know, you can't change the past now. You just got to go. You got to move forward. Keep fighting.
Cowboys are 6-6 in the Big 12. They dropped out of the top 25 after splitting games against Kansas and Kansas State. That's an early game today. It's a 3 o'clock tip-off this afternoon in Stillwater. MJ Walker had 17 points as number 16 Florida State built a big first half lead as they beat number 7 Virginia 81-60 last night in a showdown between the top two teams in the ACC. The Big 12 Conference has altered 3 men's basketball games on its schedule this week because of extreme winter weather in the southern Great Plains region that created travel issues. Number 12 Texas will play at number 9 Oklahoma Wednesday night after that game was pushed back from its scheduled Tuesday slot. The Longhorns game at Iowa State, scheduled for Thursday, has been been postponed. TCU's game at number 15 Texas Tech won't be played Tuesday night after previously being switched. The Red Raiders and Horned Frogs are still scheduled to play Thursday night in Fort Worth. University of Iowa men's basketball junior Joe Wieskamp has been named the Big Ten Player of the Week. That was announced yesterday. Wieskamp averaged 23.5 points, 8.5 rebounds, a couple of assists, and one steal in Iowa's pair of double-digit wins last week over number 25 Rutgers and at Michigan State. Number 11 Iowa will face number 21 Wisconsin on Thursday. We'll have that game for you here on the radio. AP Men's Top 25 Basketball poll this week has Gonzaga still solidly on top with Baylor number 2, Michigan, Ohio State, and Illinois the top 5. Houston, Virginia, Alabama, Oklahoma, and Villanova round out the top 10. Iowa's up 4 spots to number 11 this week. Texas, West Virginia, Creighton, and Texas Tech are right behind the Hawkeyes at 12 through 15. Missouri is 20, Wisconsin 21, Kansas at number 23 in this week's poll. University of Iowa freshman Caitlin Clark was named the Big Ten Women's Basketball Co-Player and Freshman of the Week. Clark has tallied 16 Big Ten Weekly honors on the season, including 10 Freshman honors, 4 Big Ten Player of the Week honors, and 2 Player of the Week honor roll nods. Clark's 10 Freshman of the Week honors and 4 Player of the Week nods tie Big Ten records. Her 4 Big Ten Player of the Week honors as a freshman are believed to be an NCAA record. Clark and the Hawkeyes will host Penn State on Thursday at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Iowa State women's basketball guard Lexi Donarski picked up her 3rd Freshman of the Week award. Donarski had the biggest game of her young career, dropping 32 points in Iowa State's win over TCU. She's averaging 12.7 points a game on the season. That's the most of any freshman in the Big 12. Iowa State returns to the court Wednesday to take on Kansas on the road. And boys district bowling for area teams has been postponed from yesterday to Wednesday. Those sites include Class 2A at Lamar's, Class 2A at Fort Dodge, and Class 1A meets at Council Bluffs in District 3 and also at Council Bluffs in District Number 4. That includes most of the regional teams. At the direction of the University of Iowa medical team, the Iowa Athletics Department announced Monday that the Iowa wrestling program has returned to limited in-person activities, ending a 7-day pause in response to positive COVID-19 tests within the program. Iowa will continue to follow Big Ten Conference medical protocols and the direction of the UI medical team regarding a full team return to in-person activities. Iowa's duel with Northwestern, scheduled for Friday, had been postponed out of an abundance of caution surrounding the health and safety of the participants. A determination on the Hawkeyes' duel, scheduled at Wisconsin for Sunday, February 21st, will be made later this week. And the University of Iowa announced yesterday it's fully reinstating women's swimming and diving as an NCAA and Big Ten Conference program. The team is currently competing in the 2020-21 season. It was originally scheduled to be discontinued at the end of this year due to financial challenges created by the pandemic. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.